Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. So, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something special for you today. Amen. That's the way you have to see it. Come with an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Come with an attitude of receiving. God has something for me. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to continue with Walking with Jesus Daily 2. Amen. So, praise God. Remember this. Don't leave like you came. Come, leave a new person. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. Just like 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, you know, he said, the old is gone, the new is in. So, I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. God's not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Be available to him. He wants to bless you. He wants to just be a winner for him. Amen. That's all you have to do. Be a winner for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So praise God. Amen. Prepare yourselves. I have a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. But before we do that, let's grab our sword, soldier of God, and hallelujah. Let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. No one. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of scriptures, scripture nuggets I want to read at you. So check this out. You are qualified in him. Amen. So know this. I'm going to read it at you, and this goes like this. You're qualified in Christ. The enemy tries to make you think that something is wrong with you, that you're not qualified, that you aren't right for the job, that you don't have enough experience. The enemy plays with your emotions. He launches oppressions, fiery darts at your soul, imaginations that work against your joy, against your drive, your fear, into your heart. Amen. So remember this. You are qualified and prepared in Christ for every good work the Father has called you. And know this, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the caller. He's called you, he's anointed you, and he's equipped you for whatever job or whatever thing he wants you to do. Big or small, it doesn't matter. He has already qualified you. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. He sees you an overcomer. Amen. So see yourself that way. Not about what the world says, not what people say. You know, jealous people are going to talk about you. They're going to say things about you. But you know what? Know who you are in Christ. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, you know, we got to get you saved. Here's another one. It's short and sweet, but it goes like this. You're a winner. You're a winner for Jesus. Failure isn't falling down. Failure is refusing to get up. Failure is when you stop trying. Let failure be your faith teacher and not your undertaker. Failure defeats losers. But if you be inspired to be a winner, failure is not the final. It's not final where God and love exist. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. You're a winner and not a failure. Just remember that. Amen. Because you know what? This world, people are going to say these things about you. You're not good enough. You're not qualified. You're a loser. You're a nobody. They're going to say these things. And you know what? It attacks your mind, and your mind is a battlefield. So the Bible says to renew your mind with the word of God. If you're not renewing your mind, you know this thing is just going to put you down and keep you down. If you let it. Amen. But don't let it. Renew your mind and say, wait a minute. I'm a winner. I'm a child of God. I can do all things through Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to remind these things, and you got to speak these things. You know, not only study them, not only read about them and study them and meditate on them, but you got to speak them out. Amen. Sometimes I talk to myself. You go talk to yourself. talk the word of God to yourself. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. So see yourself a winner and not a loser. Amen. Woo, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, let's get ready. We're going to reveal a few things before we get going, but we're going to be talking. Go to the next one. There we go. We're going to be talking about walk with Jesus daily, number two. Amen. And he said, he alone can satisfy you as you walk with him. Ooh, we're walking together, man. If I'm walking with Jesus, you know what? I'm a winner, not a loser. Amen. I'm on God's winning team. Ooh, praise God. Our prayer should be this. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for more of you, Jesus. Fill me to overflowing. Amen. Don't just know about him. Know him. And you know what that comes through? That comes through relationship. You know, spending time with him on a daily basis, not just once in a while, not just from Sunday to Sunday or from year to year, or, you know, it's on a daily basis. As often as needed, you know, when do I renew my mind? As often as needed. Because you know what? When you're in the world is going to bombard you with all kind of negative things. So, you know, it says, wait a minute, that's not what the Word of God says. Renew your mind with what the Word of God says. Amen. And press on, child of God. You can do all things through Christ. Amen. A couple of scriptures we're going to review and go over. Well, first of all, I typed this yesterday. It says, everybody knows WWJD. What would Jesus do? But in this case, we're talking about walk with Jesus daily. Amen. On a daily basis. The next one says, we're walking with him on a daily basis. He goes where you go. The Bible says, you know, he's with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. So you know what? Wherever you go, he goes. Yes. Amen. So praise God. Thank you. You're not a loser. You're a champion for God. Amen. I'm going to read this to you. It goes like this. We're going to be talking about leaky Christians. We started last week, leaky Christians. It says, if you have no joy in your walk with him, there's a leak in your Christian walk somewhere. Only you can stop that leak, okay? But it says sometimes the leak is a result of sin, cares, distractions, and at other times is simply a matter of neglecting the needs of our soul. We fight a spiritual battle, amen? So we got to renew our minds with what the Word of God says, amen? We got to stop these leaks, you know? Jesus says, I'm knocking, but you're not letting me in. But you know what? He wants to come in. But you know what? So does the world. But we got to put a guard. Amen. And we got to filter that out and say, wait a minute. I'm not going to say those things anymore. I'm not going to be with them anymore. I'm not going to associate with them anymore. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. So we got to be more careful and be selective. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. Just some scriptures we're going over. John 10:27 says what? It says, New King James says, my sheep, that's us. We're his sheep. If nobody ever told you, we're the church, we're the body of Christ, we're his sheep. He's our shepherd, amen? It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they're what? They follow me, amen? So praise God, he's our shepherd, amen? And the Amplified says, my sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. So we're to follow him. Keep going. We're just reviewing some scriptures we had last week. Everybody knows Psalms 23. King James says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. You know, you're out there on a daily basis, but you know what? He is with me. He says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You know, you got to get in the Word, and you got to let that Word of God flow over you. And you got to keep that cup full all the time. Don't let it run empty. Keep it full at all times. You know what? Because it's going to run over, and you're going to minister to people out from that running over. Amen? Overflow, you know? So, praise God. It says 6, go back. 6 says what? 6, just go to the opposite arrow. There you go. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Keep going. You was doing good. You're doing good. Colossians 2 and 6 says, as you therefore have received Christ or Christ Jesus the Lord, so then what? Walk with Him. We're to walk with Him. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. We're just reviewing some of these scriptures we had last week. Amen. 1 John 2 and 6 says, he who said he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walks. Amen. So this is, we're talking about walking with Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. Just some scriptures that you can write down and you can review these on later. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 21 says, For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His footsteps. Amen. These are foundational scriptures, you know, that we need to know that we're to walk with Him on a daily basis. Amen. Thank you. Keep going. There you go. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Look at the Amplified. It says, don't fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, a power of victory, and of salvation. Man, at the right hand, that's where He sits, at the right hand of God. He's not just sitting there. He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. He's interceding for us. Amen. So praise God. He's not just up there spending time saying, well, praise God. And this is the last review here, but it says, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, Come to me. Come to me. You know, the me is caps. That's Jesus is saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, He didn't say go to the bar and get another beer, you know. He didn't say go to the bar and get another drink, you know. No, or shoot yourself up with whatever. No. The best high you can have is Jesus. Amen. I will give you rest. You know, the beer is not going to give you no rest. When you come off your drunkenness, you know, and you're still going to have problems. Amen. Says the 29 says, take my yoke upon you and you will learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest and for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. Listen, it says the greatest problem in the church today is this. We have lost our relationship, we have lost our walk, we have lost our hunger and our thirst for more of Jesus. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We can come and sit in church, or we can just play church or pretend, but no, that's not what He wants us to do. He wants us to have relationship with Him on a daily basis, you know, walk with Him on a daily basis, not just once in a while or when things are right. When things are going good. The only time we remember Him is when things are not doing so good. When things are bad, you know, and you're in problems, you know, you got problems. And you say, oh God, why are you letting these things happening to me? Well, you know what? We walked away from Him. He never walks away from us. Amen. Woo. Our desire should be to stir up the gifts and hunger and thirst for more of Him, that we would seek Him with all our hearts as you walk with Him on a daily basis. Amen. Woo, hallelujah, man. If that don't bless you, again, we just got to get you saved. Amen. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. It says, let Jesus love you, transform you as you walk with Him. We're easily satisfied and influenced by worldly things. Amen. So, you know, the enemy, people, when we talk about world, we're talking about people. And they try to influence you in their way. So we need to renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. We're going to get to that scripture here in a few minutes. But still, Jeremiah 2 and 13 says, keep going, says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and you themselves, sisters, broken, cracked cisterns that hold no water. The world, anything else, is not going to do this good for you. Amen. But you know what? The Bible says He is our potter, and we are the clay. So we're to spend time with Him. And you know what? He's going to take you, and He's going to fill all them cracks. We can't accept a substitute. He is the one. He is the one and only. Amen. So praise God. Just don't be a leaky Christian. You know, these sensors are cracked, you know. But don't be a leaky Christian. The word is always leaking out. Speaking wrong words, negative words. Amen. We got to stop that. We can't do that. Because you know what? You can have what you say. Amen. And the battlefield is the mind, you know. And just because it pops in your head don't mean it's got to pop out of your mouth. Amen. You got to be careful. Put a guard and don't say it. You know, God is close in my lips, but I didn't say it. Don't say it, especially if it's wrong and it's negative. So speak faith-filled words and be positive. Amen. And Proverbs 18:21 tells us this. You know, you can go there. You write these down. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. You know, the tongue has power. The words are carriers of life or death. Amen. So you got to be careful with those things that you speak. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue or the words you speak. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You can have what you say. So you know what? If it's negative, if it's wrong, I'm not going to say it because there's power in those words. Amen. And those words are seeds and you're sowing them in your life. Amen. So I'm not going to do that. Amen. So praise God. Matthew 12:27 says this. Says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Again, you know, be careful of the words you speak. You know, you can think it. If you didn't speak it, you didn't sow it. Amen. Just erase it. Hit delete, you know, just like working on your computer or your little cell phone. You say, hey, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to use that. I'm just going to delete it. I never spoke it, but that's good. I thought about it, but I deleted it. It's gone. Amen. And again, don't be a leaky Christian. Speak the right words. Renew your mind. And the next scripture says, renew your minds. The New Living Translation says this. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. And that's what they want you to do. Amen. You see it all the time. You're around it all the time. You hear it all the time. But don't mean, says, don't copy the behaviors and copies of this world. But let God transform you into a new person, changing the way you think. Change the way you think. Think the way He wants you to think. Amen. And be who He wants you to be. Says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Again, the battlefield is the mind. Amen. So we got to keep it renewed all the time with what? With the Word of God. Don't go confess. We're not parrots. We just don't go repeating everything we hear. Amen. We got to think. You know, we got to study, meditate the Word of God. And just because you heard it didn't mean you got to speak it out. Say, wait a minute. Does that line up with the Word of God? Is that what the Scripture says? No. So I'm not going to say it. You know, sometimes we're in a circle or sometimes we're around people and everybody gets to say the same thing. I say, wait, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to curse nobody. I'm not going to curse myself. I'm not going to repeat that. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not going to say it. What would Jesus do? Renewing your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. I'm going to only confess what the Word of God says and do what the Word of God tells me to do. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So, again, stop being or don't be a leaky Christian. Amen. You can stop all this. Walk with Him, hunger for Him, thirst for Him, more for Him. He is the potter and we are the clay. And, you know, I want to sit at the potter's and let Him just fill all the cracks. But you know what? He's given us His word so we can speak the words and stop those cracks. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Isaiah 64:8 says, but now, O Lord, you are the Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Amen. So, man, again, you know, when you know what the Word of God says, see yourself the way the Word of God tells you. Amen. See the way he teaches. Amen. So praise God. He's the potter and we're the clay. Spend time with the potter and he'll patch all the cracks and make us new. Stop being a leaky Christian. You can stop this. Amen. Just by the words you speak, by your actions, you know, you can have love and compassion for people. But don't start repeating the things they say or do. Amen. Be a new creature in Christ. Amen. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:21 says. But I'm a new creature in Christ. You know, you can confess Him as Lord and Savior. He's going to forgive you. He's going to forget the past. You need to do the same thing. But you know, that battlefield is mine. You know, the people and the world are going to remind you of your past. You're not a prisoner of your past. You know, God's delivered you from that. He's forgiven you, forgotten about it. You need to do the same thing. I say, wait a minute. That's past. I'm not going there anymore. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm going to press on with God. And that's what we need to do on a daily basis, is press on with Him. Amen. We don't have to go back anymore. Ooh, and 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we just say quoted quite a few times already, but New Living Translation says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. You belong to Him. You confess Him as your Lord and Savior. So you belong to Him. Amen. If you haven't confessed Him, now's the time. You know, those of you watching, those of you listening, if you haven't confessed Him, this is the time now. Why are you putting it off so long? It's time you confess Him as your Lord and Savior. He says, this means anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun. That's where you need to, that's where you find yourself right now. You know, start a new life with Him. Forget about the past. He forgets about it. He forgives you. You need to forgive yourself, and you need to press on with the things of God. Amen. New King James says, therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are gone. Behold, all things have become new. There you go. All things have become new. See yourself that way. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. You didn't know you was a creature, huh? Well, you're a new creature, but you're a new creature in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Listen to this. We've been talking about being hungry. Opposite of hungry is satisfaction. Satisfaction is average. Average is an enemy. Don't settle for average life. God wants to launch you from the bottom, past the middle, to the top. Hunger for more of Him. Soar with eagles over your cares, over your problems, over your distractions. And you've heard me say this many times. Magnify Him and not the problem. But you know what we do all the time. We turn it around. And we're always magnifying. And you're around people. You work with people. You're around people wherever you shop, wherever you go. And you always hear the problem. Everybody's got big problems. And you know what? You can share your problem and somebody can top that easily. But they always magnifying the problem instead of magnifying their God. You know what? Hey, just shock them one day, you know, and let them know. Say, you know what? I used to be there, but my God is bigger. My God is bigger than any problem. Any problem. All problems. Amen. John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. This is what I want you to get. Jesus says, but I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Not just abundantly, it says more abundantly. The Amplified says the thief comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you may have and enjoy life. Are you enjoying life? If you're not enjoying life, you know what? There's a crack somewhere. You got to plug that crack, amen. You got to cover that crack. Enjoy life and have it abundant to the full till it overflows, amen. You got to change gods, amen. This world is not your God. God is your God, and He's a jealous God, amen. So you know what we got to do? I've told you this many times, but I got to dethrone myself and get myself off the throne and put Him first. Amen. Put Him first. And He's on the throne. He's my God. Amen. Let Him be your God. He wants to be your God. Again, opposite of hunger is satisfaction. Complacent. Just self-satisfied. Self-righteous. Amen. Another one is this, and you hear it all the time. Lukewarm. What is lukewarm? Lukewarm is half-hearted, unenthusiastic, unexcited. He don't want you there. And Revelation 3:16 says this, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, says, I will do what? I will spit you out of my mouth. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The New King James says, so then because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Man, I don't want God saying that about me. Amen. Woo, praise God. Yuck. We don't feel strong desires for the manifestation of the glory of God is because we have not been hungering and thirsting for more of Him. We've been nibbling too long at the tables of the world. Amen. Self-satisfaction. We're stuffed with small worldly things, and there's no room for the great blessings God has for you. Amen. I tell you what, I've got a couple of examples for you, and one example is this. Walking with Jesus. It says, Genesis 5:24, the next one says this, Enoch, walking in close fellowship with God, then one day, I use this one because it says he disappeared. He disappeared because God, what? God took him. So it's okay, you know. And the New King James says, Enoch walked with God and then he was not. God took him. Amplify says the same things. Reverend Peer and obedient, Enoch walked with God and he was not found among men because God took him away to be home with him. That's okay, you know. if he comes in our time, we're going to be taken up and we're going to be gone with him. Amen. But that's okay. Praise God. The next one is Genesis 6:9. Says Noah was a good man. The most innocent man in his time. And he walked with God. We know from the story. Noah listened to God and obeyed God. God stayed hungry, thirsty, and he walked with God. Amen. So, you know, these are great examples that we can follow. Amen. We need to do this. The New Living Translation says this. It says, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time. And he walked in close fellowship with God. You know, we got to be participators and participate in what God wants us to do, not being spectators. There's too many spectators out there. You know, they just want to see, and you ain't doing it right, and you ain't doing this, and they just want to judge. Well, we're not called to judge, and we're not called to spectate. We're called to be participators. Amen? And God wants to use you. All we need to do is make ourselves available. First, we got to come to Christ, accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and then we can be participators and be involved in what He wants us to do. He didn't call you to fail. He called you to succeed. He called you to win. He called you to be a champion and an overcomer. Amen? So, praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Jeremiah 7:23 says this, but this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. I will walk in all ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Amen. Ooh, man. He says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. Amen. So guess what? You confess Him as your Lord and Savior. He's your God. But He says, you're mine. Who am I? I'm His. Amen. Woo, praise God. Stay hungry and thirsty and walk with Him as we obey Him and continue to be His people. Continue to be His. Amen. No matter what, you know, there's all things happening in this world all the time. But you got to stay in close fellowship with Him. Walk with Him and let His love and His compassion, amen, show through you. Amen. And let your witness, let your testimony be a witness. Amen. And people around you are going to see Christ through you. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. They'll just see it. They can say something different about you. What is it, brother? What is it, sister? It's Christ in me. Amen. And they say, well, I want what you got. And you got to lead them and say, you know, you could be His too. Amen. We're invited to walk with God for our own sake. Listen to this. We live in a day of the casual Christian. Woo, hallelujah. Says, we want warm, fuzzy sermons on Sundays that will carry us through our week of trials, a week of joys, a week of sorrows. Amen. So you know what? We ain't going to do that here. We preach the Word of God. And you know, sometimes Father wants to bless you. Sometimes He wants to correct you and say, hey, He's our Heavenly Father. We're His children. And you know what? Father wants to correct His children. So sometimes He's going to tell us like it is. And this is the way it is, you know. And He wants to spank us with His Word, you know. But you know what? We need to get lined up with the Word of God and do what Father wants us to do. Amen. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So line up with what the Word of God says. Strong. Have a hunger, have a thirst, and walk with Him. Be a strong Christian, not a casual Christian. Amen. We're not called to be casual. We're called to be strong Christians for Him. Amen. If you want to be a strong follower, next one says this. Luke 9:23 says, then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. So, involves sacrifice, involves passion, involves risk. What's the sacrifice? Denying yourself. Amen. Again, dethrone yourself. Put Him on the throne. Keep Him on the throne. Amen. And passion. What's the passion? Taking up your cross. Amen. Every one of us has taken up our cross. Every one of us has a testimony. God brought us through. Amen. Forgave us. Forgot about our past. Forgiven us. But you know what? You have a testimony that you got to share. When Father says share, you share your testimony. It's going to set somebody free. Amen. Praise God. And risk. The risk is this. Do not be ashamed of me. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. The risk is this. Follow Him. No matter what. Continue to follow Him. You know, you hear things. I'm not going to be a people pleaser. I'm going to be a God pleaser. No matter what. Well, you know, that's what people want you to do. Is say, hey, you know, you got a kiss. No, I'm not going to be a God pleaser. I mean, a people pleaser. I'm going to be a God pleaser. Amen. Be a God pleaser. Don't change. Press on with Him. Amen. That's what it's all about. Jesus came, and you know what? He always went to the Father. We can do the same thing. He went through worse things than we did. But you know what? When he needed strength, he went to the Father and said, Lord, Father, I need your strength. We can do the same thing. Lord, I need your strength. Amen. To experience God's best in our lives, we must commit to walking with Him. Get closer to Him, walk with Him, and thirst for more of Him. Imitate Him. Amen. Be Christ-like. And you know what? I don't think I have it, but if you open your Bibles to Ephesians, one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5:1. Ephesians 5:1 says this. Says, therefore, be imitators of God. Amen. Don't say be imitators of the world, be imitators of your boss, be imitators of pastor. No, it says be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example as well-beloved children imitate their fathers. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 in the Amplified, the King James says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Amen. So, whoo, man, if that don't bless your socks off, I don't know. We got to pray for you. Hallelujah. So walk in His supernatural, strong commitment, strong walk, strong hunger, and strong thirst for Him daily. Listen to this, and you should have it up there. But it says lukewarm Christians. Lukewarm Christians. What's a lukewarm Christians? Lukewarm believers become stale and boring. They become lazy and no match to a full-time devil. Amen. You know, when you get lazy, you stop speaking the Word. You stop reading the Word. Amen. And you just get weak and lazy, stale, boring. And you become a casual and leaky Christian. So we don't want to be lukewarm believers or lukewarm Christian, whatever you want to call yourself. Second Timothy 1:7 says this: For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So you know what? The enemy is going to use the fear, and the world is going to use, try to put fear on you and say, "Wait a minute, I'm not receiving it. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. So I'm not receiving fear." Fear is the opposite of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. I'm not going to be fear. That's not of God. I'm not going to receive that. Amen. And 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world." Isn't that amazing? Man, these are scriptures we need to quote on a daily basis. Amen. Because it says, "You are of God, little children." I don't care if they call me little children. I'm a child of God. Amen. So are you. See yourself the way he sees you again. He says, "I and have overcome them because he who is in me, the Holy Spirit, the greater one, amen, is greater than he that is in the world. And anything the world brings, my God is bigger." Amen. That's the way you have to see things. Amen. We have authority over Satan and we must use it. Amen. It says, we won't back off unless he won't back off unless you take your authority. Amen. The devil takes no breaks. He's a full-time devil. And we need to do the same thing. We need to be committed and walk with him on a daily basis. Walk with Jesus daily. Amen. Part-time Christian, again, is no match to a full-time devil. Amen. He's faithful in doing that. When we hunger, thirst, and walk with him, we walk in total victory. He causes us to triumph over every attack of your enemy. Don't allow yourself to become satisfied, average, and normal. That's what the world wants you to be. That's what the devil wants you to be. Satisfied, average, and normal. Listen, I want you to write this down. It says, you are his original. You're not a copy of anybody. He made you an original. Amen. You're not a copy. You don't have to copy nobody. You're his, says, you're his supernatural child of God. His super with your natural. I become supernatural. I become super with his, I become his super with my natural. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. And last of all says, don't become a casual Christian. Or I should say, don't become a lukewarm Christian. We don't play church. We are the church. We don't play church. We don't pretend to be, okay, Christians. We want to be children of God. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We are his church. Amen. And in closing, everybody say, amen. Walk with Jesus daily. Have relationship with him. Revelation 3:20 says this. Says in New King James, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, he will do what? I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." Amen. Woo. Listen to Amplify. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me." Man, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Just a couple of scriptures to review. And that's John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." So you know what? Make sure you're following the right voice. Make sure you're following him, our God, and not the world. Amen. There's a lot of voices out there. But you know your Father's voice. Amen. You can't deny that. Amen. And again, Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen. Know this. He is our shepherd. He's going to... go back one more. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, and we just went through all that, you know. But he, you know what? No matter what you're going through, he's right there with you. Amen. He's right there with you. "Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. You're my rod and my staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. You can go back to the one you had. And in closing, and I just wanted to say, those of you watching, those of you listening, if you've never accepted Him, now's the time. Quit putting it off. Now's the time. You know, all you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And start living for Him. Start going to church. You know, open, get you a Bible. Start reading the Bible. Get the Word of God in you. The Bible is the Word of God. Get the Word of God in you. Read it, meditate on it, and study it, you know. And you know what? Before you know it, it's going to start flowing out of you. Keep yourself full with the Word and let it flow out of you. Amen. It's going to bless people. It's going to deliver people. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body. I speak to my body all the time. It says, body, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. So I receive no malfunctions in this body. I receive no sickness in my body. Matter of fact, I rebuke sickness. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I receive my healing. Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. So I speak wellness and healing over myself in Jesus' name. Amen. So see the way He sees you, well and healed and strong. You know, He wants you well and healed so that you can go and do and fulfill what He wants you to do. Amen. Not only a winner, a champion, and an overcomer, but you're healthy. Amen. So see yourself that way. And it's time to give. Amen. Just go to our website. And it's on there. So go to our website. So it's NBCBigBen.com and press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at the Big Bend. And we just want to say, God bless you. Thank you. And have a blessed day. Amen. Praise God.